So now we're going to do part two of the class. As yesterday, we spoke about the glories of Lord Vamanadeva, and today is his actual appearance day. So I will read select sections from the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which will give us some more insight into understanding this beautiful incarnation of Krishna known as Vamana Avatar. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shukadeva Goswami said, "My dear King, Lord Vishnu, the enjoyer of all sacrifices, appeared as Vamanadeva in the sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj. Then the Lord extended his left foot to the end of the universe and pierced a hole in its covering with the nail of his big toe. Through the hole, the pure water of the causal ocean entered this universe as the Ganges River. Having washed the lotus feet of the Lord, which are covered with reddish powder, the water of the Ganges acquired a very beautiful pink color. Every living being can immediately purify one's mind of material contamination by touching the transcendental water of the Ganges. Yet its waters remain ever pure. Because the Ganges directly touches the lotus feet of the Lord before descending within this universe, she is known as Vishnupadi. Later, she received other names like Janavi and Bhagirathi. After 1,000 millenniums, the water of the Ganges descended on Dhruvaloka, the topmost planet in this universe. Therefore, all learned sages and scholars proclaim Dhruvaloka to be Vishnupada, situated on Lord Vishnu's lotus feet." Below the planet Vitala is another planet known as Sutala, where the great son of Maharaja Virochana, or Bali Maharaj, celebrated as the most pious king, resides even now. For the welfare of Indra, the king of heaven, Lord Vishnu appeared in the form of a dwarf brahmachari, as the son of Aditi, and tricked Bali Maharaj by begging for only 3 paces of land, but taking all the 3 worlds. Being very pleased with Bali Maharaj for giving all his possessions, the Lord returned his kingdom and made him richer than the opulent king Indra. Even now, Bali Maharaj engages in devotional service by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the planet of Sutala. Shukadeva Goswami continued, "My dear King, Bali Maharaj donated all his possessions to the Supreme personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva. But one should certainly not conclude that he achieved his great worldly opulence in Bila Svarga as a result of his charitable disposition. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the source of life for all living entities, lives within everyone as the friendly Supersoul, and under his direction, a living entity enjoys or suffers in the material world. Greatly appreciating the transcendental qualities of the Lord, Bali Maharaj offered everything at the Lord's lotus feet. His purpose, however, was not to gain anything material, but to become a pure devotee. For a pure devotee, the door of liberation is automatically opened. One should not think that Bali Maharaj was given so much material opulence merely because of his charity. When one becomes a pure devotee in love, he or she may also be blessed with a good material position by the will of the Supreme Lord. However, one should not mistakenly think that material opulence of a devotee is the result of his or her devotional service. The real result of devotional service is the awakening of pure love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which continues under all circumstances. The Supreme Personality of Godhead did not award his mercy to Bali Maharaj by giving him material happiness and opulence, for these make one forget loving service to the Lord. The result of material opulence is that one can no longer absorb the mind in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead could see no other means of taking everything away from Bali Maharaj, he adopted the trick of begging from him and took away all the three worlds. Thus only his body was left, but the Lord was still not satisfied. He arrested Bali Maharaja, bound him with the ropes of Varuna, and threw him in a cave in a mountain. Nevertheless, although all his property was taken and he was thrown into a cave, Bali Maharaj was such a great devotee that he spoke as follows. Alas, how pitiable it is for Indra, the King of Heaven, that although he is very learned and powerful, and although he chose Brihaspati as his prime minister to instruct him, Indra is completely ignorant concerning spiritual advancement. Brihaspati is also unintelligent, because he did not properly instruct his disciple Indra. Lord Vamanadeva was standing at Indra's door, but King Indra, instead of begging him for an opportunity to render transcendental loving service, engaged him in asking me for alms to gain the three worlds for his sense gratification. sovereignty over the three worlds is very insignificant, because whatever material opulence one may possess lasts only for an age of Manu, which is but a tiny fraction of endless time. Bali Maharaj continued, "My grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj, is the only person who understood his own self-interest. Upon the death of Prahlad's father, Hiranyakashipu, Lord Narsinghadev wanted to offer Prahlad his father's kingdom and even wanted to grant him liberation from material bondage. But Prahlad accepted neither. Liberation and material opulence, he thought, are obstacles to devotional service, and therefore such gifts from the Supreme Personality of Godhead are not his actual mercy. Consequently, instead of accepting the result of karma and jnana, Prahlad Maharaj simply begged for engagement in the service of the Lord as the servant of the servant. Bali Maharaj then said, "Persons like us, who are still attached to material enjoyment, who are contaminated by the modes of material nature, and who lack the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot follow the supreme path of Prahlad Maharaj, the exalted devotee of the Lord. Shukadeva Goswami then said, "My dear King Parikshit, how shall I glorify the character of Bali Maharaj? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of the Three Worlds, who is most compassionate to his own devotee, stands with club in hand at Bali Maharaj's door. When Ravan, the powerful demon, came to gain victory over Bali Maharaj, Vamanadev kicked him a distance of 80,000 miles with his big toe. I shall explain the character and activities of Bali Maharaj later in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam." Now I will read more about Lord Vamanadev from the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter number 7, entitled Scheduled Incarnations with Specific Functions, text number 17. Lord Brahma said to his son Narad, "The Lord, although transcendental to all material modes, still surpassed all the qualities of the sons of Aditi, known as Adityas. The Lord appeared as the youngest son of Aditi, and because he surpassed all the planets of the universe, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the pretense of asking for a measurement of 3 footsteps of land, he took away all the lands of Bali Maharaj. He asked simply because without begging, no authority can take one's rightful possession. Next verse. Bali Maharaj, who put on his head the water washed from the lotus feet of the Lord, did not think of anything besides his promise, in spite of being forbidden by his spiritual master. The king dedicated his own personal body to fulfill the measurement of the Lord's third step. For such a personality, even the kingdom of heaven, which he conquered by his strength, was of no value. So as my final reading for today, I will now go to the 8th canto, and there is the initial conversation between Bali Maharaj and Lord Vamanadeva when they first meet, and that conversation is very nice. Shukadeva Goswami continued, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva, heard Bali Maharaj speaking in this pleasing way, he was very satisfied, for Bali Maharaj had spoken in terms of religious principles. Thus the Lord began to praise him. Lord Vamanadeva said, O King, you are indeed exalted because your present advisors are the Brahmanas who are descendants of Bhrigu, and because your instructor for your future life is your grandfather, the peaceful and venerable Prahlad Maharaj. Your statements are very true, and they completely agree with religious etiquette. They are in keeping with the behavior of your family, and they enhance your reputation. I know that even until now, no one taking birth in your family has been poor-minded or miserly. No one has refused to give charity to Brahmanas, nor, after promising to give charity, has anyone failed to fulfill his promise. O King Bali, never in your dynasty has the low-minded king been born, who, upon being requested, has refused charity to Brahmanas in holy places, or a fight to Kshatriyas on a battlefield. And your dynasty is even more glorious due to the presence of Khalad Maharaj, who is like the beautiful moon in the sky. It was in your dynasty that Hiranyaksha was born, carrying only his club He wandered the globe alone, without assistance, to conquer all directions. And no hero he met could rival him. When delivering the earth from the Garbhodaka sea, Lord Vishnu, in his incarnation as a boar, killed Hiranyaksha, who appeared before him. The fight was severe, and the Lord killed Hiranyaksha with great difficulty. Later, as the Lord thought about the uncommon prowess of Hiranyaksha, the Lord felt himself victorious indeed. When Hiranyakashipu heard the news of his brothers being killed, with great anger, he went to the residence of Vishnu, the killer of his brother, wanting to kill Lord Vishnu. Seeing Hiranyakashipu coming forward, bearing a trident in his hand, like personified death, Lord Vishnu, the best of all mystics, and knower of the progress of time, thought as follows. Wheresoever I go, Hiranyakashipu will follow me, as death follows all living entities. Therefore, it is better for me to enter the core of his heart, for then, because of his power to see only externally, he will not see me. Lord Vamanadeva continued, O King of the demons, after Lord Vishnu made this decision, he entered the body of his enemy, Hiranyakashipu, who was running after him with great force. In a subtle body, inconceivable to Hiranyakashipu, Lord Vishnu, who was in great anxiety, entered Hiranyakashipu's nostril along with his breath. Upon seeing that the residence of Lord Vishnu was vacant, Hiranyakashipu began searching for Lord Vishnu everywhere. Angry at not seeing him, Hiranyakashipu screamed loudly and searched the entire universe, including the surface of the earth, the higher planetary systems, all directions, and all the caves and oceans. But Hiranyakashipu, the greatest hero, did not see Vishnu anywhere. Unable to see him, Hiranyakashipu said, I have searched the entire universe, but I could not find Vishnu, who killed my brother. Therefore, he must certainly have gone to that place from which no one returns. He must now be dead. Hiranyakashipu's anger against Lord Vishnu persisted until death. Other people, in the bodily concept of life, maintain anger only because of false ego and the great influence of ignorance. Lord Vamanadeva continued speaking to Bali Maharaj. Your father, Virochana, the son of Maharaj Prahlad, was very affectionate toward Brahmanas, although he knew very well that it was the demigods who had come to him in the dress of Brahmanas. At their request, he delivered to them the duration of his life. You also have observed the principles followed by great personalities who are householder brahmanas, by your forefathers, and by great heroes who are extremely famous for their exalted activities. O King of the Daityas, from your majesty, who come from such a noble family, and who are able to give charity munificently, I ask only 3 paces of land to the measurement of my footsteps. O King, controller of the entire universe, although you are very munificent and able to give me as much land as I want, I do not want anything from you that is unnecessary. If a learned Brahmana takes charity from others only according to his needs, he does not become entangled in sinful activities. My dear King, even the entirety of whatever there may be within the 3 worlds to satisfy one's senses cannot satisfy a person whose senses are uncontrolled. If I were not satisfied with 3 paces of land, then surely I would not be satisfied even with possessing one of the 7 islands consisting of 9 varshas. Even if I possessed 1 island, I would hope to get others. We have heard that although powerful kings like Prithu and Gaya achieved proprietorship over the 7 islands, they could not achieve the satisfaction or find the end of their ambitions. One should be satisfied with whatever one achieves by previous destiny, for discontent can never bring happiness. A person who is not self-controlled will not be happy even with possessing 3 worlds. Material existence causes discontent in regard to fulfilling one's lusty desires and achieving more and more money. This is the cause for the continuation of material life, which is full of repeated birth and death. But one who is satisfied by that which is obtained by destiny is fit for liberation from this material existence. A Brahman who is satisfied with whatever is providentially obtained is increasingly enlightened with spiritual power. But the spiritual potency of a dissatisfied Brahman decreases as fire diminishes in potency when water is sprinkled upon it. Therefore, O King, from you, the best of those who give charity, I ask only 3 paces of land. By such a gift, I shall be very pleased, for the way of happiness is to be fully satisfied to receive that which is absolutely needed. Thank you. Thus ends Narantara Das's reading from Srimad Bhagavatam about Bali Maharaj and Lord Vamanadev. I hope you enjoyed today's webcast, and I'll see if I can answer the question posted by Gopal.